Phone lines are filled. We're going to take your calls in a moment. Stay there. 800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR. Kevin, you said the other day, you know, follow the money in reference to the Biden family investigations. And there's a lot of money to follow flowing through a number of hands within the Biden universe, if you want to call it that. And there's a lot of names to kind of figure out who they are. It's not just family members, it's close associates. And so the House Oversight Committee, they got a few top names in their sights.
Yeah, Tom, I wrote down follow the money as well, that old investigative instinct, man. Chase that money down and you will find your answers more times than not. Hunter Biden at the epicenter of the scandal, his laptop unlocking doors to promising new leads, millions of dollars moving around. Was the president part of it? Was national security at risk as a result? You're only going to find out by following the money. Investigators are pressuring four key players to try and find out. Join us now is Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks.
Appreciate you being here. You know, this, we've been talking about this laptop for a long time now. But when investigators look at this or prosecutors look at this, how does it work where the tentacles push out into different areas or different people that they then want to take a much closer look at?
Well, there's a forensic digital footprint, if you will, that they will take all of the data, all of the information within the hard drive and cloud for which the computer worked through. And there's a treasure trove of information in that footprint. I mean, everything that was potentially through text messages, because you can log onto your phone or onto your computer, to the conversations, the inner dealings with those conversations, and how emails, you know, lay context to what was going on and where, as you put it, Kevin, rightfully so, where the money was going and how the money was being dispersed. So from a prosecutor standpoint, from a law enforcement standpoint, the digital age, we call it electronically stored information, ESI, that is the new frontier. And I shouldn't say it's new, but within the last decade, that is, you know, going at light speed for law enforcement and what they can track and how they can track it. So I give you 2 points, Kevin, and you know this as well as anyone because you're one of the best investigative reporters the city's ever had. Follow the money, right? You hit the nail on the head. The second part is what brings down a lot of crime and a lot of ferrets out the truth is the communications found in, you know, the web and in the cloud. And you text, you email, you search, you go on your search engines, you have your calendars, you have everything you could possibly imagine within your computer. It's going to give a pretty good landscape of what was going on and when it was going on.
So Eric Schwerin, he served as Hunter Biden's business partner and close friend. He's agreed to cooperate and provide documents to this Republican-led investigation. The business deals often involved countries where Joe Biden led on U.S. policy as vice president in the Obama administration. How big of a concern is something like this?
Well, you know, it's whether or not that influence and whether or not that influence purchased improper secrets or whether or not there was any kind of compromise. Mr. Sherwin, not only was he, someone that's a member of Hunter Biden's company, now defunct and bankrupt, but he has also been in politics for a long time. If you just read up on Eric Sherwin, you'll find that he's been in, you know, appointed by Obama, President Obama, in certain times in certain places. So he had a lot of influence. And the fact that now he's coming into the fold and into the mix of testifying and cooperating is, I think, a significant moment in the investigation. At least it'll do one of two things, right? It will either dampen this investigation to be there's a whole lot of smoke, but really no fire. Or it may lead to, hey, listen, there was improprieties that were done and there were compromises made. But I gotta believe, because the Republicans did a prior investigation into this whole issue before, that there was no finding. There's definitely issues as it relates to Hunter Biden, but there wasn't anything as it related to the president. Now, that doesn't mean to say that every rock was turned over or every hole was gone down and the like, but I would imagine in the first investigation as it related to Hunter Biden and the president, that they would have found more connecting the president to all of this, you know, what Hunter Biden was doing with potentially compromising or puffing, as you would say, you know, saying, hey, my dad is the president or vice president, yada, 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 and seeing if he was just puffing or whether or not there was, in fact, improper dealings going on with the president's knowledge.
Yeah, except for Shorewin was also apparently handling Joe Biden's finances in addition to being the centerpiece of all these business dealings. What about this guy, Rob Walker? He came out and he said, listen, if this financial dealings with the Biden family is exposed, it's going to bury all of us. And he's the guy that kind of divvied out this more than $1 million to the Biden family, Hunter and James and the daughter-in-law and whatnot. What about him? Is he a key person that this House committee is going to be looking into?
Yes. And he is a critical witness, but he has a lot to he has some very serious issues, I think, Walker, because he's one that is going to try to make a deal, because I think when the investigation takes place on him, he has some culpability potentially in some criminal acts. And you have to, you know, the jury instruction in the courtroom is you can believe some, none, or all of the testimony of any particular witness. And is there a reason for the witness to lie or tell the truth? Here, Walker has some issues, and I think he's a target. I think he's a target within this investigation. And the fact that he's going to go in and testify, I wonder what kind of deals he's put together for his own hide, for his own protection. So I think he is a crucial witness to this case, and I'm wondering and I'm curious to find out his improprieties and what his agendas are, because everything I've read on Walker is that he is a target of the investigation because he's the one that gave out the $1 million to the Biden family members beginning in 2017. And that payout of the $1 million to Hunter Biden, if you remember, was right after there was the wire transfer of the $3 million
right.
From the China energy company. So that doesn't look good, does it?
No, and it happened right after Joe Biden left office for apparently some seed money for some consulting firm that never really came up. So there's a lot of questions about maybe the work was done prior. Maybe this was influence money as well. Appreciate your perspective as always. It's Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law. Thanks, Todd. Good to talk to you.
Likewise, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You do the same. Your calls are coming up next.